اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Ambition is the result of lack of purification of the soul. It is important for a person to attain a position of power and not want a higher position. It is always seeking what he does not have. The more capital and capitalist has, he nevertheless seeks to add to it, and while others are on a smaller scale, otherwise this nature is present in everyone, so that if the whole world is brought under your hegemony, meaning that all powers of the world bow down before you, and then you are told that there is a power beyond here, and would you like to have that also, it is impossible for you to say no. You will say yes, unless you have reached the source of perfection, unless you have torn away the covering and reached the soul of perfection, and those are very few.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, try to win the hearts of the creatures by first pleasing the real owner of the heart so that he comes to your rescue. Work for the sake of God. As a consequence, God Almighty, besides showering his favors and excellences upon you in the hereafter, will bestow his honors and favors on you in this world as well and will befriend you. Well, this viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is showing us the worth of working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleasing Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us everything we need to know in order to please Him and end paradise in His book, the Holy Book of Quran. All we need to do is to follow the teachings of the Holy Book of Quran and its explanations and manifestations in Prophet's teaching. Among many things which we can do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are some which He specially highlights as things He loves and things that He doesn't love.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us not to wrong ourselves, meaning try and minimize our disobedience to Allah. We are, of course, not angels. We will be succumbed to sins and temptations. Even our souls have been made in such a way that it is inclined to disobey Allah, as described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Book of Quran, Surah Al-Yusuf, verse number 53. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Verily, the human self is inclined to evil, except when my Lord bestows His mercy. Verily, my Lord is oft forgiving, most merciful. Therefore, there is inclination to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are given the freedom of choice to plan our journey in this life, but we have to know the consequences of each of our actions. Constantly, we seek Allah's guidance in order to help us lead a life which serves to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great lesson for us to only and only seek to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enjoy His attention to us. May Allah bless the great soul of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh for his great lessons for us. Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell.